hand. "What do you suggest we do, ma'am? This young lady is due on center court in less than 10 minutes. Are you telling me she can't wear her sneakers? Of course she must wear trainers, but according to the rules, she may not wear those." "Thank you for that clarification," Marcy snapped. "We'll handle it from here." Marcy grabbed Charlie's wrist and hurried her toward one of the private training rooms in the back of the locker room. Seeing Marcy rattled gave Charlie the sensation of experiencing turbulence on a plane. When you glanced toward the flight attendants for reassurance, it was almost nauseating to see them panicked. Marcy had been Charlie's coach since Charlie was 15, when she'd finally excelled beyond her dad's skill set. Marcy was chosen for her coaching acumen, of course, but also for the fact that she was a woman. Charlie's mom had died from breast cancer only a few years earlier. "Wait here, do some stretching, eat your banana, and do not think about this. Focus on how you're going to dismantle Atherton's game, point by point. I'll be back in a minute." Too nervous to sit, Charlie paced the training room and tried to stretch out her calves. Could they be tightening up already? No, that was impossible. Karina Geiger, the fourth seed with the body of a refrigerator that earned her the unfortunate but mostly affectionate nickname, the Giant German, popped her head into the training room. "You're on center, right?" she asked. Charlie nodded. "It is a madhouse out there."